Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
I'm transferring Charlotte Magruder.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I can't complain.
Good, good. And again, the call is being recorded here. My name's Jessica. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear. What kind of cancer was it?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. Okay. Do you know what month and year you were diagnosed with that?
Just now.
It was August?
No, ma'am. I said, you asked me what year. I said, yes, ma'am. It was November of 2023.
Oh, November of 2023. Okay. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
And do you know the diagnosing doctor or facility that you were diagnosed at?
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Britton Krigler.
Britton?
Yes, Krigler.
Krigler. At what facility?
Canton, Georgia.
Georgia? Canton?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Canton, Georgia?
Yes. Yes, C-A-N-T-O-N.
Okay, is that
Georgia.
The hospital name?
North Side.
Okay. And just to confirm the spelling of the doctor's last name, is it C-R-I-G-L-E-R?
Yes, ma'am.
That's it? Okay. Sorry, just wanted to make sure. And then is the hospital, is it Northside Cherokee Boulevard?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the one. Okay. Okay. And so you weren't diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. Did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Maybe a little over 4, but yeah.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use it prior to your diagnosis in a year? You said 5 times?
About 8.
8? Oh, okay.
Four to eight,
okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you have any other loved ones that used hair relaxer and were also diagnosed with cancer?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And then, as far as the states you used the product in, was it just Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you know what year, and this is best to your knowledge, what year you first started using it?
Yes, ma'am, 2012.
2012?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what year did you stop using it or last use it?
2023.
Okay, so 11 years total. And then, let's see, did you use the hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Do you know where you purchased the product from?
Yes, ma'am. Places like Walmart, Target.
Walmart, Target. And then as far as the salons, do you happen to remember what salon you had it done at?
No, ma'am, because it was only once and it'd been years ago.
Okay. No worries. And then do you know what brand you used?
Yes, ma'am. Cream of Nature the most.
Cream of Nature, okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? You said you used it for 11, so that would, yes. And then what type of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy.
Chemo.
And a partial hysterectomy also.
Okay. Did you have the treatment done in November of 23 as well?
No, ma'am. December.
December, okay. Did you have treatments done by the same doctor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one moment. Okay, perfect. And the next year, the injured party information. So you said it was ovarian cancer. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then the spelling of your first name, is it C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E?
Correct.
And then last name, M-C-G-R-U-D-E-R?
Correct.
Okay, and then... for the medical record release forms, what is your date of birth?
11-10-77.
11-10-1977?
Yes.
Okay. And then your social?
If you can access my medical records, then you should be able to... see my social, but I will provide you the last four.
Yeah, the last four will be fine. It's two requests. Well, for 4274. Okay. You said it was 4274, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the email we have here is your first name, last name, one@gmail.com.
Correct.
And then is the 706-415-3857 your cell phone?
Correct.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
1305 Polk Street, LaGrange, Georgia.
Polk, like P-O-K-E-L-K.
P-O-L-K.
Okay. Street.
LaGrange, Georgia, 30240.
Okay, perfect. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then lastly, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes. Amaria.
Do they live with you?
My daughter. Yes, it's my daughter.
Okay. And then Amaria.
Yes, A-M-A-R-I-A-H-W-A-R-R-I-O-R.
And then her phone number?
706-616-0454.
Okay, perfect. And then bear with me. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. One moment.